WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Monsoon rains in the West take a deadly and dangerous turn. Authorities confirm at least one person died at the Burning Man Festival in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. Tens of thousands of others are literally stuck in the mud, unable to get out.
Authorities cut off access to what is known as Black Rock City, where the Counterculture Arts Festival is held every year. The week-long event had been scheduled to run through Monday, but instead attendees are dealing with thick mud and are being told to shelter in place and conserve food, water, and fuel.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. This Labor Day weekend, also deadly along the Jersey Shore, dangerous rip current Sunday, leading to numerous swimmer rescues. At least one swimmer died. And the desperate late-night search for a prison escapee in Pennsylvania has come up empty. Danilo Cavalcante took off from the Chester County Prison outside Philadelphia last Thursday. He's extremely dangerous after being given a life sentence for stabbing his ex-girlfriend to death. This is ABC News. A chaotic scene at an electronic music festival in New York on Sunday.
The Electric Zoo Festival in New York City plagued by issues. Friday night's event was canceled after the main stage wasn't ready in time. Then Saturday's event started 2 hours late.
Just like bad management.
It was just a crazy situation, and after that, it was impossible to get to pretty much any of the sets.
By Sunday, frustrations boiled over after the venue reached capacity and organizers turned people away, even some who had tickets. That's when videos showed fans pushing through the gates and rushing their way in. Organizers promising refunds to those denied entry. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
More than 85,000 high chairs are being recalled after two dozen reports of falls and some injuries. The Boone Flair and Flair Elite high chairs made by Tomy. The chairs were sold at major retailers in the U.S. and Canada between 2008 and 2017. Consumers are urged to stop using the high chairs and contact the company for a repair kit. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related needed legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee. Only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning. Good looking Thursday out there. Did you see the weather last night on any of the local stations when they were showing the temperatures? And I don't know if it was the heat index or like.
Oh, they always.
Fond du Lac was 120. Wautoma was 116.
Really?
Yeah.
I think those guys are all.
Oh, wow.
Theater.
That's real nice.
Those are heat indexes. It wasn't that hot. I didn't think it was that hot. I told you we went to the City Deck for dinner last night. It got kind of cool at like 6 o'clock. I mean, I don't know, 70s. I didn't think it was. Those weather people, especially Fox News, which is, you know, really that's all they do is weather. They're sensationalists. They want to get you worked up and
well, I
anxious.
Will say this. I was looking out the window in the stairwell here yesterday. I was loading some stuff up in my car, and I was dying just going up and down the stairs. But I looked out the window, and there's some guys laying asphalt. I'll tell you what.
Right.
Those boys were earning their paycheck. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was hot yesterday.
I would not have walked up to them and said, you know, it's not that hot.
But did the actual temperature break? It didn't break 100, did it?
I think it got to like 97.
Okay.
I think that's the highest I saw.
All right.
Where's Jordan? Let's give Jordan a quick call.
Or Brittany. We have Brittany. Let's call
Jason,
Brittany.
You got Brittany's number?
For our listeners,
yeah, Brittany, she's our civic media.
Right. She used to be 26.
Yeah.
And then she is now the weather guru for all the stations. So let's ask her what the highest temperature was in our listening
like
area.
Like official. But, you know, here's the thing you got to remember, Jim. That's always taken in the shade. So if you're standing in the sun, yeah, it'll be over 100 degrees.
No, it's not taken in the shade.
It's taken in the shade.
How do you know that?
Because I'm a meteorologist.
Okay.
It's taken in the shade.
I don't think so.
It is. Okay.
Let me tell you
listen,
why.
Listen, I defeated you yesterday.
You did.
In regards to what living creature kills more people than anything on the face of the earth. And it's mosquitoes.
I got to debunk that. But
it's mosquitoes.
Now
I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
And I'm going to say meteorologists, when they take their official readings, it's in the shade.
That doesn't. Okay, maybe you're right, but I will say that when they show the temperatures, like on NFL games, it's always in the sun.
Right, and it always shows like 110.
Right.
Yeah. Because when I'm in one of my little trips over to the Middle East, I took an oven thermometer with me because they said, you know, the temperature's always 120. I mean, all the thermometers say 100. So they're always curious. And it was like 132 when I had it out in the sun at the Temple of Earth.
Why wouldn't you take it in the sun?
I don't know.
Because the shade's kind of cheating a little bit.
Tell me about it. So
I never knew
that.
I don't believe that.
It's true. What's our wager? Let's wager.
Okay. So Brittany, are we going to get Brittany on?
Is she there? Let's see. Where's she at?
Oh, he's.
What are you doing, Jason? What are you doing back there?
Wake up.
Wake up, Jason. Go nudge him.
I am working on it.
Okay. Fine. So we're going to get Brittany, and it's...
I like that voice. Though.
Sun or Shade.
I am working on it.
I am working on
Sun
it.
Or Shade.
Coming next.
Hopefully,
I don't know what I got. Okay. I would say, what do you want to wager? Not food, man. I am done. John, I'm watching this morning. I'm
on
this.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's like you stood on the reel long hoping it would go down.
I was on the scale a little longer.
It's like, no, let me adjust here. Let me just adjust.
Get off,
a
step it again.
Bit.
Yeah.
I will give you, I got, you know, my goal was to be down 2 pounds. You know, we got a high school football game tonight. A huge one. Kimberly and Bayport.
That is
what a matchup. Yeah. What a matchup. But anyway, so my goal was to be on 2 pounds every game day. And I'm down one.
Okay.
So I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that. That's I'll good. Take one. A pound a week.
That. Yeah, that's great, John. Because
what would you, you know what I ate last night? I'll tell
you
what.
Go? Oh, you like salmon.
You well, yeah, that? I didn't have salmon. No, but I had the greatest vegetable store I've ever seen is at Wilford's in Manitowoc, Two Rivers-ish. You don't go there?
No.
You don't know of it?
No.
It's right by the airport. By the Manitowoc County Airport.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. You never, it's this big old farm where they sell stuff.
And they're, really?
Yeah. It's great. It's all fresh. It's like they pick it that day. And they've also got that well real close. You ever go to the artesian well? That's where we get our water from. You don't go to the artesian well?
Well, John, I live in Green Bay.
Well, you grew up in the lake, sure.
I did, but I.
All right. So anyway, had to have, and I don't know if this would be considered good for you or not, BLTs.
No, those are good for you.
I think so, too.
Those are good. Those are
because bacon has zero carbs. Tomatoes are so good for you. It's mind-boggling. Right. A little bit of lettuce. And I always have them on a whole grain wrap, which is really good.
And a lot of bit of mayo.
A little bit of mayo. Got to have some mayo. Mayo's not bad.
That's, yeah, absolutely.
I know. So, but well, those are, is there so anything better than a BLT?
No. That is.
A fresh tomato. No.
That's healthier than what I ate last night.
So. No, you had. Let me get this right. You had a cheeseburger with mac and cheese on the burger?
No, it was a pulled pork.
Okay.
Barbecued pulled pork with a like a burger patty and macaroni and cheese.
You couldn't just have the mac and cheese in a side dish. Huh?
That's the way it came.
You got to put it right on top of the pulled
and it was,
pork.
It was the picture on the menu when I, you know how you go to Hagemeister and you put your phone up to the QR code?
Oh, wait a minute. I just got a correction.
And then it.
Wilford Farms. It's more in the Mishicot area. Hartman Flowers is by the airport. I'm still getting lost from Manitowoc County.
Yes.
Wilford Farms. You've never been there?
No, I haven't. Okay. That's all. They pick them that day and then sell them?
Yes. It's unbelievable. They're
I'll
fresh. It's mind-boggling.
I will try that.
And they're green beans.
Yeah,
things like that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I have that.
They're strawberries. It's just great.
I have a company. I don't even know what it is, but they deliver to a box of fresh vegetables every day. Not every day, every week to our house.
You get a box of fresh vegetables delivered to your house?
Every week.
Wow, those mayor perks last a lifetime, huh? Wow.
This was way after mayor.
Is that like you have, like what is it? Don't you have Secret Service protection for the rest of your life then, too?
Actually, they ended that after 10 years.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because that was crazy when you get a young guy like Clinton.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's going to live in or
Obama
40, 50
or almost,
years.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's in the old days.
So did you watch any of the debate last night? I know we don't talk much politics.
I had to
turn it off. I tried staying with it. And it's like, it's got so annoying with just everybody yelling and cheering or booing. And it's like, come on, a little decorum.
That's the same way I felt. I was just like, let them speak, but they jeers from the audience.
I mean, we're talking about a presidential thing here. This isn't like, you know, some county board office in Texas. I mean, this is, come on. The whole world is watching.
My thing is, it's not a concert. It's a serious business.
Yeah.
And for them to do
the leader of the free world.
Cheering. And so they were saying things to get crowd reaction versus saying things
no question.
To make a point to us.
No question.
And, I don't know. I don't winners, losers. No, I was frustrated with it. I mean, I read a lot about it this morning, but
it was just hard to watch.
It was hard to watch. I would agree. You don't know what else I read this morning. I don't. It's sure not funny, but that Russian guy who.
Oh yeah, from Wagner.
Yeah, said. He's like, you know, he kind of did that rebellion against Putin.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Well, and then Putin said to him, look, okay, you guys shouldn't have done that. He goes, yeah, you're right. So he exiled them to
Belarus.
Right. 60 days later, to the day, not like a couple months later, 60 days to the day, they're flying 28,000 feet.
Yep.
clear.
Yeah. Just and how did boom, somebody boom, how did shots. Somebody know to be videotaping
right.
this airplane? Yeah. As it's going along.
Look, we don't live in a perfect country. I'll be the first to say that, but boy, at least you can speak up and say, look, I don't really like what you're doing.
Yep.
But we can also get on the plane and feel like we're going to get to our destination.
Yep.
And what's sad about that? And look, I know that that would never ever be right. But you know, the crew was on the plane,
right? That innocent people,
right? But boy, they play for keeps over there.
Oh my goodness! Did you ever see the movie Red Sparrow?
I did not.
With Jennifer Lawrence. So she was this. Did you see it, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Kind of a bizarre movie, huh?
Very weird.
So she was a ballerina in Russia, yeah, like the big time. And then she blew out her knee and she couldn't be a ballerina anymore. So, you know, her mom and her live together in this like really cool apartment. And they're like, hey, you're no longer a ballerina. You got to move. And she's like, well, what am I going to do? You know, what does a ballerina do for a job after your order? So they said, well, if you'll join this very secret thing we have where they take like these hot women and you know, young professional guys and turn them into real high level spies.
Oh, yeah.
To infiltrate.
Shake down some.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So, and I believe that really happens. Well, but anyway, so they got this one guy that they thought was like double teaming them type thing. Okay. Or double crossing them. Not double teaming. Double crossing them.
Yeah.
No, right. So anyway, they had this torture thing where it was almost like a cheese cutter where they take layers after layer off the guy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I guess this is a big time KGB thing.
It was disturbing.
It was disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally looked away and I've seen a lot of, you know,
right.
I literally had to look away during that scene.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what the Russian KGB or
right.
if they're still in existence, I don't even know. But whatever their secret people are, you know, that's one of the tortures they have. That is a bad, bad man.
We'll take a annoying presidential debate.
Yeah.
Let's circle back to how this started.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the debate. I mean, that was one. It'd be interesting to see what happens. But, you know, right, like I said yesterday, you know, there's eight people on stage and two other candidates. And, you know, one of them is
going to
be president.
I felt bad for the guy from North Dakota. Blew out his Achilles.
Yeah.
And he's standing there and just kind of.
He's not,
yeah, didn't know it's
he's the guy that send me a dollar and I'll send you 19.
Yeah, it kind of reminds you of, you know, when they have the Miss America pageant or the Miss Universe, and there's one from
don't say it.
What, man? No, what did I say?
We want to go national.
What
so
did I say?
It.
I didn't
don't
say
it.
No, I was gonna say some other country.
Oh, other country.
Some,
that
no, yeah, not a local.
Oh,
no.
I thought you were gonna say like Iowa or
no,
something. Okay, okay.
No.
All right.
No,
good.
I was gonna say give me another country.
Argentina.
Argentina. Are you kidding me?
No, that's true. They
some of the most beautiful women in the world are from Argentina. Don't get me started on Argentina. I'm just saying.
They are beautiful.
Oh my goodness! Incredible.
Okay.
In fact, don't they win it sometimes?
Maybe
like
that's why
it feels like most of the time.
Yes. I know.
Yes. Okay, so that's
Argentina.
That is why. But that's when you said, give me a name of another country. Argentina popped to my mind because they always win.
Yes.
That,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Okay, that's
what it was. More like
all right,
it.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. All right. Hey, we got a
there
great
are a lot
guest.
Of people out there not going to be happy with you
yeah, <I know>.
Ripping the women of Argentina.
I'm not. I'm
the,
saying they
the
win.
Argentinian Jeez. Faction is not going to be happy. Tell about our special guest card coming up.
We have got Tonio coming in. He is the mixologist from, is he from Nugani or is he just from the UP?
The UP. Stevenson.
Oh, he's from Stevenson. And this kid has really done well with a great craft
we gotta go,
of
we gotta
mixing.
Go,
all right, we're going to be right back.
Back right after this. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer, man. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Bright sunshine today with highs around 91. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs around 92. Turning much cooler Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
WGBW.
With Tony
oldies.
All right.
With a couple of oldies.
Tony, I'm doing this.
You and me.
Yeah, that's the couple of oldies.
How cool is the guy we got here, though? He's right. Not old.
Tony, you were on our program, a couple weeks ago.
Had incredible feedback.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. You must know everybody around here, because it was, like, incredible how many likes and all those kind of things
those
I got.
Poor souls.
Yes. Well, they've enjoyed your sharing your talent with everybody. So we have with us Tonio. You are a mixologist.
Is that would you rather? I gave you that nickname, I think, right, Tonio? Everybody else calls you by your real name?
Yeah, or just T.O. or Tony. T.O. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
T.O.'s? Cool.
I think I stole it from I didn't steal it, but
he stole it from you.
Listen, we don't have to go into details exactly. Here, okay?
And we're still going after him for that.
He's from the UP. We make our own
how
rules.
How do you want to be addressed? Because I got scolded yesterday.
Your
from
Majesty
my boss.
Works great.
Okay. Well, I tried that.
He's your excellency.
There you go. I like it.
I tried it. Didn't work.
Tony T.O., whatever works best.
Okay.
So okay.
Anthony right. Joseph, if I'm in trouble.
That's what my name. No, that's what your mom
that's called. That's a very Catholic-sounding name.
That sounds, we were a very Catholic household.
Yeah, yep. I can see that being yelled from the front porch.
I've got often. Anthony's and I got Joseph's in the family often. All the way through, yep.
Mine was James Joseph, and that rings, I'm doing something wrong, too.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so same thing, Anthony Joseph. So I want to do, I'm doing a little bit of segue, because we were talking about, before you got here, about these Russians, I mean, these, and the guy that was shot down. I want to get to the, I'm going to talk
about.
Wow,
this is a heck of a segue. No, I'm trying to connect the dots here.
Where are we going with this?
I can do this. Russian vodka.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know that they were so poor at one time that they were paying their teachers with vodka?
Did not know that.
Yes.
There's an education for you.
Yes. So, but tell about the other thing. The guy you met that makes his own vodka, he grows potatoes.
Right. In Holy Hill area. Are you familiar with him? He private labels it. He
legally?
Makes, you know, I think so. I don't, you know, I talk
what
to
kind
him.
Of garages are you going into no, lately here, pal?
I met this guy at the Kohler Festival couple of years ago, and he said he was kind of struggling a little bit, but trying to get that off the ground, and he makes hard liquor in Wisconsin. I didn't think we did that here. I mean, obviously, it's breweries and a lot of wineries, but I didn't know we made hard.
Can't throw to a movie line?
We serve hard liquor for guys who want to get drunk fast.
Tony?
Anybody know? Anybody know? Tony. A Wonderful Life. Remember when he goes in and the one guy orders, Clarence orders like a peach schnapps with a fuzzy yada, yada, yada guy. Listen, buddy. Don't you remember? Nick the bartender?
I've seen that.
We serve hard liquor for guys who want to get drunk
fast. I was born in the 80s, so when was this
made? Well, all right.
50s. I used to tell them all the time. I was born in 84. I don't know.
Well, I was born in 82, so I mean...
Close.
Oh, yeah. You look it, sir. Thank you. Looking fantastic.
Thank you. Everyone, love your tats. Love your ink.
Thank you. That's all bar stuff right there. So there's like Shaker Tin and Japanese bitters bottle, a Hawthorne strainer, mint leaves, and all that stuff on my...
Is that your cheat sheet? Like, what goes in there?
Yeah. Can't you take, can't
the arm. For a little bit there, I had portions of it that weren't colored in, so I got two kids. I'd let them, you know...
Colored in?
Yeah, colored in from time to time.
That's color in daddy today. Yeah.
When he goes in for his test, they got to wrap him in gauze because he's got everything on his arm.
Cool.
Well, that is
love
pretty detailed. Tony, I want to ask you about Russian vodka. Like a friend of mine has a boat, a really, really nice boat, and it's called Absolute.
Okay. Yeah.
That's his favorite. But tell me vodkas. I want to hear about that, and I want to get into your business.
So vodkas can pretty much be made out of just about anything. Most of them are potato or wheat.
Is the stuff grown here in Wisconsin, though, as good as... Are you familiar with the Wisconsin? Because up in Door County, too, right? Doesn't a guy make his own vodka?
Yeah, there was like Death's Door up there for a little bit. They're now defunct, but I think there's another one.
Okay.
I forget what it's called, but you can...
it's one outside of Algoma, right? Isn't there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But you can... There's no real rules around vodka per se, where like whiskey, in order for a particular whiskey to be classified as that, such as bourbon, for a while there, it could only be made in a specific part of the country. Now, as long as it's made in America... It's good to go, and there's a couple other...
So that was like Kentucky and Tennessee?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So, well, Tennessee had its own thing with Jack Daniels, and they had the, I think it's called the Lincoln Process, which is another rabbit hole to go down. But, I mean, vodka, there's kind of two different mindsets behind it. You can distill it and strip it of a lot of its flavor, and that's where you get a real neutral kind of flavor profile, and you can mix it with anything, right?
Right.
Or you get some of the kind of the craftier ones that leave that flavor profile in
all
there.
Right. So we're here with Tio, who is a world...
He sounds so hip.
A world... You're...
My good friend, Tio.
With your... Jeez. You are a...
We were on our boat, the Absolute, last night with Tio.
Where were you?
That would be fun. That would be fun. Tio, though, you are... Is there a... Are we calling you a mixologist, or is that a thing? Is that a title?
It's a thing. I don't really go by it per se. I don't know. I feel like it kind of sounds pretentious and a little uppity. So I tell everybody I'm just a drunk.
Is your dog a mixologist?
Far be it for us to sound pretentious.
Your dog is so uppity. It's mind-boggling.
Hello, Milton.
Hello, Milton.
That's my...
I didn't go to school for it. It's just... You know,
but you're going to write a book about it. We're going to get you on the stage. Remember, we talked about.
I feel like any ghostwriters. I don't know if my English is that well.
The NFL draft stage, Johnny.
Oh, the NFL.
Are you forgetting the plan?
Yeah.
There's a chalkboard in here.
Yes.
We're going to get you going on that. But
that's so flow charts.
So you started this.
Hey, Mayor, get off the stage. I didn't vote for him.
Maybe I shouldn't team up with you guys.
Yeah, no, we can help.
You suck.
We can help. You're selling it well. You guys are selling it well.
Exactly.
That's because we've heard it.
Yeah.
That's because we've heard it.
All right, we got to send a quick break. Tony Osha is going to be joining us. Did I pronounce
close enough.
Right?
Oshis.
Oshis. Tony Oshis. Greatest mix. What'd you say?
Your Majesty.
I said Oshis.
Oh, I just said something else. Never mind. All right, we'll be back.
Family show.
The greatest old fashions coming your way. Next.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Monsoon rains in the west take a deadly and dangerous turn. Authorities confirm at least one person died at the Burning Man Festival in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. Tens of thousands of others are literally stuck in the mud, unable to get out.
Authorities cut off access to what is known as Black Rock City, where the Counterculture Arts Festival is held every year. The week-long event had been scheduled to run through Monday, but instead attendees are dealing with thick mud and are being told to shelter in place and conserve food, water, and fuel.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. This Labor Day weekend, also deadly along the Jersey Shore, dangerous rip current Sunday, leading to numerous swimmer rescues. At least one swimmer died. And a desperate late-night search for a prison escapee in Pennsylvania has come up empty. Danilo Cavalcante took off from the Chester County Prison outside Philadelphia last Thursday. He's extremely dangerous after being given a life sentence for stabbing his ex-girlfriend to death. This is ABC News.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, made sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PelloWI.com today.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
World's greatest mixologist in the house. He brought in some stuff where he's going to do it right in front of us. We're going to put it on our website.
What the heck?
We're going to do the whole thing. A bottle of Corbell's brought in. Okay. This could be great. We got a lot of questions for you. We're going to sound like those two. You know what we're going to sound like? We're going to sound like those two annoying guys if you're bartending some night and they just kept wanting to ask you questions and questions about
different
drinks.
That's what we're there for, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Jim, you go first.
I'm glad you're. I was going to say, we're the two new guys that sit next to you on the plane and really don't want to talk. But just keep buying me drinks, boys.
And you'd be like right in the middle. Right.
Yeah. So you're a mixologist. You came to Green Bay at a very young age of 23. You opened up It's not like you were the only place that served alcohol. I mean, right. Very competitive. I think we have over 100 liquor licenses in the city. But you came with something a little bit more unique, and what I'm looking for? You were mixology. Your drinks were just very, very different, unique products, and you told people what you were mixing. And we brought a lot of guests into your place. Most popular drink.
Was Wisconsin like a brandy old-fashioned sour that we're going to make today for all sure. Right.
Tell me a little bit more about martinis, because a martini bar was tried here. I mean, you were in grade school when that happened, but didn't work. My dad liked martinis.
What was the name of that? I don't remember that.
It was the big one for the longest time was Top Hat. It's now a
Top
different
Hat,
place.
Sure.
No, okay. I'm talking about the one that was next to the Meyer Theater. That was a martini bar.
Yeah. Before my time, then. But
I don't remember the name of it, though. I went there.
Yes.
It was good.
It wasn't that good.
It was really good.
It wasn't that good, or they didn't charge enough, something. Yeah. But they didn't make it either. But martinis are like the drink, right?
Sure.
What makes, because I used to make martinis for my dad a lot, and some he said were good, some weren't good. And I thought, well, maybe it was the garnishment, olives or mushrooms or Brussels sprouts, whatever. But what makes a good martini?
Fresh vermouth. So when... Vermouth, at the end of the day, what it is a fortified wine, like port. So what fortified wine means is it's a wine that's probably had spirits put back into the solution, right? So that it kind of bumps up the alcohol, brings a different flavor profile. So if you have a bottle of vermouth and you're a big martini drinker at home, there's small ones that you should get.
Right.
So get those, because the second you crack it, you got like 3 days on it, just like you would a regular bottle of wine before it starts to oxidize, right?
Really?
Yep. And once it gets oxidized, which is probably 90% of the vermouth that's on your bar rails in any town, it gets a real weird taste and it doesn't taste well. So if you try, and you can do it at home, right? Go buy two small bottles, crack one, leave it open for a couple days, and then crack one fresh and try them side by side. And it's a night and day difference.
Wow.
Even if you do different ratios of how much like vodka or gin to vermouth, at the end of the day, if you have fresh vermouth, that's what's going to make that cocktail.
Well, he's listening from heaven now. But so it wasn't my fault that I made bad martinis.
Well,
it was his
I can't
fault
comment on that. So
we didn't have the freshest vermouth. That's interesting to know. And
yep.
For those of us who like to entertain, I'm going to make sure I always have really fresh vermouth.
Yeah, if you got a party going on and that's one of the main things. And same with Manhattan's, right, where you're using sweet vermouth.
Right.
Go buy a fresh bottle, but
okay,
buy a smaller bottle. And then to store it, try to vacuum out as much air as you can and throw it in the fridge. And it'll kind of
save
off disaster.
The sweet vermouth is refrigerated?
You should refrigerate it
really?
Between use. Like if you're between the next couple of days, you can get another day or so out of it if you had to, because it'll slow that oxidization process.
Johnny's coming over for a Christmas party and I serve drinks.
I might not show up.
I'm going to get some.
No, because every other day, what does he say every other day, Chrissy?
I had a party.
And what do I always say?
I wasn't invited.
And what does he always say?
You're invited.
I'll see you at Christmas.
See you at Christmas.
Yes. Anyway, okay. So I want to get to the old fashions. I want to talk a little bit about ice cream drinks because after dinner, I like, and I want to offer like a gazillion, just like Golden Cadillac or
like a pink squirrel, grasshopper,
maybe a grasshopper.
That's impressive. You know all these names. I've never heard of those.
He's got an old bar book from the 70s.
Yes.
That's when I grew up. And I like those. And I think people like them.
They're
like, I haven't had this in a while. So let's talk about the grasshopper. What do you garnish that with?
Fresh, you know, there's multiple different ways. If I had to do it, so we're going to be doing it at Legacy Hotel that's going up.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too. Yeah.
So I'm consulting for the front of house there, and we're trying to do this reboot of the supper club. So I think that's a big staple, the ice cream drinks, right? So the grasshopper, what we're going to do, end up garnishing it with there is probably a little bit of grated chocolate, and we'll do a fresh mint sprig.
All right. I've done the grated chocolate. Okay. And then I like to put a candy cane in there too, because at Christmas.
Sure. Yep.
But those candy canes, do you know the J is too tight, so you can't hook it over the glass. So I had to put them in the microwave for like 30 seconds to soften
Look at
it
this
up.
This guy going
and,
all out.
And open them up. I just want to say that.
Hey, hang on one second. Hey, Christy, you got a second here? Got a second?
Yeah.
Okay. In my car, you know where my car is? It's the one that's banged up there.
Yeah.
I got an axe in the back. Okay. Okay. If I ever talk about making a drink with a little candy cane in it and the problems I'm having with the candy cane, would you take that out and give me about three good ones behind the head?
I most certainly will.
Thank you. Go ahead, Jim.
All All right. Tell me about
tough
the
crowd.
It's every day, 6 to 8.
Sounds like a fun job.
97.9. So the garnishment would be like shaved chocolate.
Sure.
Okay, that's on there. Okay, and then how about the pink squirrel? Another good ice cream drink to have after dinner.
Yeah, I'd still do shaved chocolate would be fine, or you could do like a dusting of cocoa powder. That particular cocktail, if I remember right, there's a fruit liqueur in it that it's hard to find, and I can't remember exactly what it was called.
I go to that liquor store on Mason Street. They have a lot of stuff there.
It's I don't remember what it is now. We did it one time at Libertine. We didn't do a lot of ice cream drinks because honestly, they're very labor intensive.
They are,
to put it in a very political way.
They are, and you have to have three different blenders because you can't mix them, well, right?
I remember a time we were at a GB basketball tournament down in South Carolina, and there was a bunch of the parents, and I was, you know, the announcer and stuff. And so we probably had 10 people, mm-hmm. and we all ordered brandy old fashions,
okay.
and they all came back with brandy Alexanders.
Oh,
and then we were like, where is everything? She's like, that took me half an hour to make all those things.
Yeah.
She had no idea what an old fashioned was, which comes back with these big, huge ice cream things. She says, I'm not making any more of those.
It's like the bane of every bartender's existence when in the middle of a rush, you're like, oh, I'll have an ice cream drink. I'm like, oh, God, this guy.
Yeah. All right. I do. Okay. Well,
he would be that guy.
Well, and at the hotel,
you made it for me.
We're making it easy too on the bar staff in that we're either going to use like immersion blenders, those handheld blenders that you can just stick right in and get it done. Or those old school deli ice cream machines that you just kind of bring the cup up from underneath, and they
that's cool.
Those are very cool.
If the bar staff can't get it done in under a minute, then it becomes an efficiency problem for us, especially for high volume for cocktails. So
all right, I want to get to you have glasses here. You're gonna make a drink, but I want to talk. So after dinner drinks, because I like to have people over sometimes for dinner, just 6 or 8, not a lot. Although there'll be, I have bigger parties too. This Christmas party is going to be bringing out high school choir to sing.
You going to that one?
The invite hasn't arrived yet. Let me just say that.
Maybe, neither.
No. Tony, what are you doing?
Jason, you've been
invited. I feel like I might be put to work though.
Jason, you got an invite to that one yet?
I did not.
Okay, thanks.
I did not.
But would you recommend for after dinner drinks, and you're going to serve those at the Legacy too. I got to believe people are going to have dinner there or maybe somewhere else, but
sure.
You have a great chef coming in there too, I heard. Then they'll go upstairs and have an after dinner drink. So those two ice cream drinks, what else is a good after dinner drink?
So if I'm doing it at the bar, it can be almost anything, right? If it's me, it's something like port, or if I want a little bit like a sweeter straight spirit, I'll go for like an aged rum, which is kind of nice. Brandy's always nice too. I know it's kind of an old school thing. If I'm doing it, if I'm having a house party, I want something that I can quickly pour, that I'm not going to sit there and make 30 of them when I'm the host. So
but, Tony, you know what I like? I take a very, what's that real, it's super sweet wine. It's almost like a syrup wine that you.
Like an ice wine or a port.
Yeah, a port. So that's what it is. And I pour it in those chocolate cups and then they can eat the cups.
Oh, there you go.
That is fancy.
You'll get to eat the cup.
Candy cane in the cup.
He's Willy Wonka.
But that's right, Tony. You've used those before, right? I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah, different. Yeah, for sure.
So it's not, I'm not weird.
No. So I bought a little bottle.
I've been brought in for validation just for Jim here.
I bought a little jar of maple syrup moonshine the other day from a guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the same garage he's going into?
It might be. Yeah. But this way, he was just selling it out of his little cooler. But it's true. But anyway, it seemed like that it was sweet, obviously. But it seems like that could turn into some kind of, when you guys are talking about these, you know, after dinner type drink. I mean, it was really good. And I'm a big moonshine fan. My family has a history. My grandma even went away and did some time. Because of moonshine.
Wow.
Yeah, so
this is Nagani, folks.
This is Nagani.
Nagani, yeah. Michigan.
So, we go way back with moonshine. I used to help my grandma
make it.
Can't
wait to share that story with the grandkids.
Well, it wasn't called moonshine, though. It was called grappa.
Yeah, grappa's Italian, I think.
Yes.
Or it's Italian. It's a fruit, so it's more of a brandy than anything else.
Well, it would be made out of, they'd make the wine out of the regular grapes.
Sure, yep.
And then the skin of the grapes would be the mash for the grappa.
Okay, so basically whatever's left.
Yes, exactly. And that's what they'd make the mash out of.
Yeah. Grappa's, it's hot. It's alcoholic, man. Oh, if you've ever had some, it's wicked.
Wicked, yes.
Is that on the market? Is that something we get now?
You can
is that
get commercial stuff, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just this bootleg from
What she used to make, though, was crazy.
It's pretty neutral taste. There's not too much flavor to it to where if you put it in a cocktail, you get beat up pretty quick by all your other ingredients. So we've
it literally, never really I've never tasted rubbing alcohol, but I literally think it would be close to that.
Yep, it's great. It
burns. Over ice.
But you know what they used to was the Italian thing. They call it coffee royal. They put it in their coffee in the mornings.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So I like them. My kind of people.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
One more after dinner. Bailey's.
Yeah, so again, there's kind of two trains of thought, right? So you can either go with something more dessert-like, which is going to be sweeter, which I think a lot of people gravitate to, especially with, you know, cheesecakes or cookies or cake or whatever that you would normally have for dessert. Right. I like, and I got it tattooed on me, is the Fernet Branca, which is, we talked about it last time. It's very herbaceous. It's very dry. There's not a lot of sugar in it. Slightly bitter, and bitter is said to help settle the stomach, so... You can kind of go either direction.
Tell me
you want.
What that is again. That sounds like something that would be good to serve. What is it?
It's called Fernet Branca. It would be something where your party probably wouldn't like it. It's an acquired taste. It's like Jaeger, but with no sugar in a really good way. It's not thick and syrupy. Like I said, it's dry. But there's a lot going on, and it's bitter, and it's not something that a normal palate would be acclimated to.
Okay.
You know what I like that a lot of people don't like, but I've never been able to find a way to make a drink with it.
Is bitters. Like if you were to do a shot of bitters,
anise.
Yeah,
yeah,
anise? Black licorice.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's
how do you?
Good.
I know I love it, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
But is there a drink you can put that in, or is it best to drip to just sip it basically?
I've used it as like rinses. So you'd put a little bit into your glass, kind of swirl it around, and then dump it out because it's such a strong flavor. And we did that with absinthe or pastis. Which is that anise kind of flavor profile. But then you have Sambuca.
Yeah.
You know, that's sweeter that I think probably everybody knows. And
you coat the inside of the glass with the anise. And then, is that what you said?
Yep.
What do you put in? Tell me, that sounds interesting.
So cocktail that we do that with, I believe Corpse Survivor has it, which is kind of a sour style cocktail. So you have your base spirit in there, and then it would be like a juice, like a lemon juice or lime juice. And... what the rinse does is because it's such a strong flavor profile, you only need a little bit, but then it also adds that flavor. And because it's coating the glass, you get the aromatics of it as well. So when you bring that glass up to your face to drink, you smell it first and you get that kind of waft.
That's taking it to a new level. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's pretty cool too. Cause I'm with him. That's too strong to drink. Just drink, right? Even sipping it around over the rocks, shots maybe. But
for absinthe, you typically water it down over ice and you could potentially add a little bit of sugar to it too.
Let me try that. I like that.
It's going to be a heck of a party.
That's a big French thing is like pastis over just ice or water.
I might bring Tony in. How much do you charge?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you do private parties? You must.
I have in the past.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You have to tell me what you charge. I don't talk about that. Tell me a little bit
more. I used to be mayor. I can take care of you in this town. You want to be friends of mine.
There's a pen in here for you.
I got a pen. Here it is.
Love it. Are these left over from the campaign?
Absolutely. No question.
Thanks for donating, Tony.
All right. We just got the 30-second thing.
Oh, man.
Tony, you're going to be sticking around. When do you want to start making the world's greatest old-fashioned?
We can do it for the next segment here.
All right.
Outstanding. This is fun. Tony O, greatest mixologist in the world, is joining us in the studio. We'll be talking about the legacy we're going to be working down the road, which is going to be so exciting.
It's going to be great.
Can't wait for that, huh? Hey, you know about my part? I wonder if I could bartend there.
Oh,
what?
He's a shot in a beer guy, Tony. We got to get right. people
Maybe
like
he
me.
Can host and just walk around and shake hands.
He's good at that.
Celebrity all figure.
Right. We'll be back after this.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love putting smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 91 today under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 92. Turning much cooler Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
For goodness sake, I got the hippie shakes. Yeah, I got the shakes.
Welcome back, Mino the Mayor here, and Jason once again just rocking with the music today, Jason. What's up with that, brother?
Well, we got Tony Owen.
We got Tony Owen. When we got Tony Owen, we got to be hip.
We can.
We are not hip. You and I are not hip, Jim.
I'm pulling out all the bar tunes.
I know. That's great.
Yeah.
You and I are not hip. But we got a very hip, cool guy here, don't we, though? Isn't he awesome?
We do. We have...
So hip.
The city's full of talent, and we've got someone in the house today who hails from the UP, came to Green Bay... What year was that, Tony? 2005?
I've been in Green Bay since like 2008.
Oh, eight. Okay.
Ish.
Opened up.
Do you know who the most famous person ever to come out of Stevenson, Michigan is?
No.
Who? Mel Peterson.
Oh, yeah. From way back in like the 50s or the 60s. Right? Yeah. He was a great basketball player.
Played for the LA Lakers. Yes.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, God. Sorry, Stevenson, that I'm not up on my history.
But you knew Mel Peterson.
Nobody else knew it either, Tony.
This is why none of the teachers like me in high school.
No, he's famous. Mel Peterson was famous out of that town.
Yep. He's all over the schools.
So. Yeah.
And you are going to be famous too someday. And
once we get this book off the ground.
We're going to get a book off the ground. So, look, and Tony, we're going to talk about non-alcoholic drinks too, which is very, very doable.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to talk about that because that's important because we, you know, we don't want to promote alcohol. We want to promote entertainment. And
there's non-alcoholic distillates out there too. Seed Lip is a great company. Not that I've really worked with them, but I've had some of their product in. Their hydrosols, much like orange flower water or rose flower water. So there's a ton of different, they kind of model them after gins, but there's no alcohol in them, but right. They have that flavor profile.
Right. Okay. So, but back to alcohol.
Wisconsin. That covers that segment.
I just had to get that in. I got a note from our producer. Okay. You guys got to talk non-alcohol. All right. Done. Off the list. Now back to, you are going to make the most requested drink that we have in these parts. And you've worked at a number of places. You're the front man at Legacy, which, when is that opening? Do you know?
We're shooting for this fall. So hopefully in the next couple months, but I don't
know.
So
we'll open during the season, which is great.
Yeah.
Cause I think our first game is what, Johnny, 3 weeks away or something. No, 4 weeks. No, it's longer than that. I know the Packers, I wonder if you're going to be open for their home game, but the most requested drink you get is the Old Fashioned, and you are going to make that in front of us right now. So do you want to just tell us what you're doing?
Yeah, so Wisconsin, like we're going to do a brandy Old Fashioned Sour. I'm using Korbel specifically. I think something like 80% of Korbel's brandy comes to Wisconsin. One of their reps told me one time, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but there's 6 liquor reps for all of the United States for Korbel brandy, and 2 of them are in Wisconsin or something like that. So the Korbel, we're just going to do about an ounce. And then we're going to use, of course, Angostura Bitters, which is going to be the yellow cap, the oversized white label. It's on every bar in Wisconsin. Yeah. Yeah.
And in everyone's liquor cabinet.
I was going to say, and an old one of those in the pantry.
Yes. Tony, is there alcohol in bitters?
Yeah, it's like 90 proof. Which technically you don't have to be 21 to buy in a store. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that.
Probably not.
delete that.
So we did a little so we got the brandy in there, the bitters in there. We're going to do the orange slice with the flesh on it. Now, this is the controversy from the last time that we talked.
Right.
Now, we're just going to pound the flesh. We don't want to pound the pith and the peel. The pith, if you pound that, is going to add a bitter flavor to
which is the white stuff?
Which is the white stuff, yep. But we're going to throw the whole orange slice in there. Again, I really don't think it makes a difference. And when you think about it too, the small amount of flesh that we're pounding isn't adding that much juice to the cocktail or too much of the flavor. So
right.
We're going to muddle that. No cherry, which again, controversial.
I know.
Why, Tony?
I don't think it brings a lot. Again, okay. There's not a lot of flavor that comes out of it, so it's just kind of, I don't know, I think so timeless.
And you got to listen to this guy. He's a mixologist, and sometimes when you add something, it doesn't do what you think it's going to do. Although cherries look cool, but it doesn't add.
Great for garnish. Don't get me wrong, great for garnish.
Right,
you know.
But not something to be muddled in with the cocktail.
For the flavor.
For the flavor.
Yeah, I don't think you have to. And again, try them side by side, and I'm up for argument. We're going to do a little bit of simple syrup, which is just a 1-to-1 sugar water. We're doing about a half ounce of that. The reason we do the sugar water ahead of time is because, as you're going to see, it mixes a lot better within that liquid.
Do you make that or buy that?
We just make it. So it's like a cup of hot water to a cup of sugar.
Okay.
And just agitate it until it all dissolves. But if you can see within the cocktail too, it's all dissolved within there. Compared to if you do a sugar cube and you're going to try to mash up a sugar cube in the bottom, there's still going to be granulated sugar that sits at the bottom of that cocktail that doesn't mix up. So it doesn't do anything.
All right. That makes sense, but a lot of people used to or that did that. So what you did was you just took some sugar and mixed it with water. That's all your sugar water is.
Yep. Hot water.
And you can
hot
do water.
Okay.
So like we did it, we just did an event for the hotel and I did it was a ginger syrup. So all I did was take a ginger tea, make tea.
Yep.
Right? And then just use that same ratio.
Okay.
So
you're adding ice now?
Yeah. Well,
because my dad always told me fill the glass with ice first.
So we train our bar staff to put ice in last because for us specifically, if you grab the wrong bottle, let's say I'm trying to make a Captain and Coke, let's just say, right? And I accidentally grab the whiskey bottle and I grab the glass. If it's not full of ice and I mispour it, I can still save that to sell later on.
All right.
So, and if you're adding your ice first within a cocktail and you start pouring your stuff in it, you're starting the dilution process instantaneously. And there's like a diminishing return once it hits a certain temperature, right? Because it's going to get cold enough to where it's not really going to melt anymore. But you still don't have control over that dilution.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Did you know that, John?
No, this is science.
Well, and we don't want a cocktail to be too watered down.
Well, I'll get to that.
We just talked about like the common misconception is shaking martinis, the cocktail martinis, so like gin and vermouth. And anything that's pure spirits, you want to stir. Anything that's got fruit juice in it or heavy cream or an egg, you want to shake. And the reason for that is as you shake it, you're introducing air or oxygen into the solution, and that's going to brighten it up on your palate compared to a Manhattan or martini. We want to stir it. We don't want that oxygen to get into solution, so it seems real velvety and real smooth.
Interesting.
That is.
Isn't that great?
Like, I'm learning stuff, and I thought I kind of knew this. Okay.
And we're just doing
one heck of a Christmas party.
I know, right?
Man, I'm going to be nervous now.
So from there, we're just putting in, I'm using a brandy old-fashioned sour, so just a grapefruit soda, which there's a big history behind Wisconsin old-fashioned I can dive into and how we arrived to this point, because the original fashion is bitters, sugar, and just your base spirit, you know, whether it be brandy or whiskey.
Right.
And usually you use the peel of the orange you take off of the potato peeler and express the oil within the cocktail. So the Wisconsin version is kind of misconstrued version of the original, and that's kind of a prohibition era thing, which we can get into as well. But yeah, that's, and then you would garnish it, and there's your cocktail.
Wow, that looks awesome. Are we allowed to sip
I don't
on the
think
air
so.
During a break?
Well, if you didn't mention it on air, we could have, but now we can't.
We could have.
By the way, I just got this. How much does it cost to attend the mayor's party? Is it a private underground club? This explains the 4-story castle he owns.
That is just so not, John. You've got.
There's going to be a DJ.
Oldies,
though. Beatles.
Big time.
Beatles remixes.
I'm going to see what Tony's doing that night because, we'll talk about that. So, Tony, you just mentioned. Oh, we're out of time again. I want to ask you about the difference between gin martini, vodka martini.
Yeah, we can go into that for
okay,
sure.
Okay, just after, stick around for the break, or do we have to?
Yeah, we got a break, then we're bringing back.
Okay, good.
We'll bring then we got Diane coming on a little bit to talk about the Gold Glory Honor flight. A
couple more questions, though, on this. This is great. It looks great. If anybody is in for a one of the best old fashions.
Give me another one. We're going to set a quick break.
They're gone. Back after this. Sorry.
Still says no. You missed two classes at...
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. A major development in Iran. The